and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Here we are back on live on the air at KCNR Studios, downtown Reading. This is Living in the North State. I'm your host, Tony Horde. I'm here with my co-hosts, Rich Howe and Bill Woodford. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Doing well, Tony. How are you?
Oh, we're doing good.
We're at a new time.
We are at a new time. 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Yeah, you bet. It's supposed to be the prime time for the radio, right? So we'll see how that works out. We, driving over, noticed a whole lot of traffic, and I couldn't help but thinking that everybody is probably used to listening to us in their car.
We hope, at least.
Right. At least the five that have called in, right?
I met some people at the association meeting the other night that was watching, too, so I think we're up to at least 8.
Oh, nice. Nice.
What?
Next week, 10.
What? Right? Yeah, you bet. We're climbing. Right? Got a 4 or 5 Facebook likes over there. So
the ratings are blowing up.
You bet, man. Well, you got to start small, but we'll get there, right?
Right.
So, well, here we are doing our beginning of the month, all of our hosts together, and just kind of a free-for-all, talking about everything that's going on in the business. So we got a few announcements, and one of them being that 6 o'clock slot. So we're going to give that a try and see how that works out. We think it's a good idea, but you never know. It's not set in stone. We might go back to the rush hour broadcast.
Call us up and tell us. What do you think out there?
Absolutely. Yeah, we could use some feedback. Yeah, for sure. Let's see other announcements. We have an awesome guest coming on next week. His name is Scott Lewis, and he's the general manager, you said, Bill?
Yeah, I believe
general
he is
manager for Placer Title Company. And so I was at the Shasta Association of Realtors, Lunch and Learn, and they usually have a meeting every Wednesday. And I was there, and Scott was the guest speaker, and I was blown away by his knowledge. That guy is packed with knowledge.
Oh, yeah. He's been doing it a long time, and like you said, a wealth of knowledge for not only the local market, but just in general about title and escrow.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was at the Colt 45s game, and he was actually sitting next to my dad. I was sitting over in the bleachers, and my dad was up there by the announcer because he's got kind of a cool seat up there to hang out and stuff. And he was sitting next to Scott, and I was looking over there, and I was like, I recognize that guy. And then Scott got down there, and he sang the national anthem.
Oh, he's got pipes, too.
Yeah, he can wail.
Yeah, he can definitely sing.
Yeah, that was awesome, you bet. And that's right when I figured it out. I thought, wait a minute, that's the guy I saw at the association meeting. And so I went up and talked to him, and, you know.
Nice, yeah. Well, he does an excellent job. We just actually closed Scott in the office closed a transaction that was one after the other. It was they're selling that home to buy this home. They're selling that home to buy that home. And the transfer and everything. And Scott Lewis was the final one. All the funds came in, and he actually had 2 closings in one day.
Nice.
You know, the buyer of one property selling theirs and, yeah, made it happen.
That's awesome.
He did a great job. Yeah.
Yep. So Scott Lewis next to – what's that?
And his whole crew over there is good, too.
Oh, yeah, you bet. For sure.
A whole crew of great, great title officers.
Mm-hmm. You bet. Yeah. Good crew over there. Well, so, yeah, you bet. We'll have Scott Lewis next week, and that'll be an amazing show. And speaking about what you were just talking about, do we owe a shout-out to Mr. Scott Frank?
We do. We do, yeah. He milestone for him of getting some closing. He had a challenging escrow. Like I say, if somebody's selling their house over in McKinleyville on the coast, buying the one he represented as a listing agent, and that seller became the buyer of buying another one. And at one point, they were all falling apart.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, you know, the death is on the door, buddy. Don't, you know, sorry about the deal. It's going, everything was falling apart.
Yeah.
And Scott did some excellent work and negotiated between one and the other and back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
He was juggling there for a little bit, and, you know, the sweat beads were all rolling. but he actually pulled it out and made it happen.
I don't think I've had one that challenging. That's a triple deal right there.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it happens once in a while. I was involved a couple of years ago, one that it was basically five transactions in a row.
That's right, you were.
And, you know, I was getting a call from a guy over in Idaho, and he was – you know, he was representing the seller on that one, that my clients, I was buyer on this side, the seller of that one was buying that home, and it bounced from California, Idaho, like North Carolina, and then New Jersey. You know, it bounced all over the place. Mm. And you know, bad thing was we were number one, so my buyer had to buy that home to make sense. And it was, yeah, it was, we made it happen. Mm-hmm. But in the last minute, a local lender pulled a rabbit out of the hat. It was some private money that actually came into play, but was able to make it happen. And that's, I can't emphasize more about using a local lender.
Yeah.
You know, that you know, you trust, you can knock on their door, you can call them on Saturday, they're going to answer their phone, Bill, you know, and stuff that we've done before. You know, it makes a big difference.
Well, so, who was the lender on that one? Was that a local one or not?
Yeah, the ultimately, private money that had to come into play was a local lender. Yeah, it came in enterprise. Yeah,
so. I got to thinking about it. I did have one. I did have a triple deal like that. The one up in Fall River Mills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one there. That one was there was. They had to sell their house in order to buy the house that we were selling, and our clients were moving to Chico, and so they had to get accepted on a house down there in order to, or they got get their offer accepted down there in order for it all to work out. So I was working with the agent that they were trying to get the house in Chico and kind of coordinate with them, and certainly working with the other agent for the buyer that was coming into the house that we were selling up there. So ultimately, I think Scott's is a little more complicated than mine there, just because he was in charge of finding his client the house as well as selling her house.
Right. Well, and the challenge is the people buying the house that he represented sold it themselves without using an agent.
That's right. Yeah.
So
monkey wrench.
That's a challenge in its own because you really, you know, we respect each other's client association, you know, when we have a buyer. So, but the seller on the coast was buying Scott's. He was being represented locally for the buying side of it, but not the selling side of it. So the communication was almost null. You know, mm-hmm. wasn't even there out of respect of the buyer's agent local buying the house that he was selling.
Wow.
So it was a challenge for him. You know, and I got to give it for him for being a new agent.
Yeah,
he pulled a rabbit out of the hat and made it happen.
Hey, nobody tries harder than Scott. Scott is there every day. He's done. We like to joke around and say he's in the 200 open house club.
Yes.
You know, yep. So he's done a million open houses, or at least 200. And he hits it just about as hard as any agent ever has when coming in. So mm-hmm. And this is not the easiest time to come in and start it. He's been around for about a year, a little bit more.
Right.
And he's making them work.
Yeah,
so
I'm proud of them.
Here's to you,
Scott.
Tough, Frank.
It's a tough market right now. You know, with you know, you were talking about contingency sales. I mean, just to get a contingency offer even considered now is almost unheard of.
Sure.
It's tough, very tough. There's only most people won't do it now. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's good that he was able to pull that off.
Much
in this market.
Much less a contingency offer that was from a house. Well, the house that they needed to sell was at the coast, and it wasn't even on the market yet. They're like, we just love your house. Here's our offer. We need to sell our house. We don't have an agent yet. We don't even have it on the market yet. And they had been waiting around for an offer for quite a while. So
right.
Any offer was good. So that, you know, he vetted them as good as he could, and he took the offer, and yeah.
Made it work, but
right.
Like I say, it was shaky. About 2 weeks ago, it was shaky.
Mm-hmm.
Going, I was apologizing. Scott, just go after it again. You know, you'll make it happen and go to it.
That's all you can do is pick yourself back up
right.
And do it again with a good attitude.
Right.
Yeah, it's like you know, putting out a fire. You know, there's always going to be little fires, and pretty soon, if you let those little fires build into a large forest fire, you're going to be, you know, you can't put it out, right?
Right.
But
it was definitely a learning curve for him, being a new agent, not having a lot of information, you know, that type of stuff of what to do. And finally, he, you know, like I say, training. We train every day in the office. You know, we try to get out there and make sure we're doing it right.
Well, cool. Again, here's a shout out to Scott Frank. And Scott, if you're in the area, you want to give us a call and tell us a little bit about your transaction, that'd be cool. We're going to go take a break and we'll be right back.
As the old saying goes, there's really no place like home. From timely milestones to the unforgettable moments that define our lives, it all starts with a home. There's no one more trusted than Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate to help move into the right home or move on from your current home. Expect better. Start by calling or contacting Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate at 530-605-3143. License number 0195-0007.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Hey, Redding, California. This is Tony Horde, your local realtor with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Born and raised right here in the North State and not going anywhere, this is my community from start to finish. I'd like to offer you my service and help you be successful with your real estate goals. But don't just take my word that I'm the best. Interview at least 3 agents when it comes time to sell your home and make sure that I'm one of them. I promise that you'll be impressed. I'm polite, professional, and courteous, and I know how to put my client first. And I don't mind rolling up my sleeves when it comes to you being successful. A wise person once said, a good realtor is not a salesperson, but a problem solver. I solve every problem until escrow is closed. That's my goal. Give me a call at 530-242-1020 and ask me how I can help you. Department of Real Estate, license number 0205-7556.
Okay, here we are coming back from the break. I'm Tony Horde. You are listening to Living in the North State. We are coming to you live from KCNR Studios downtown Reading, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you want to give us a call, the phone number is 605-4567, and we'll take your quick questions on the air.
Call us, we're so lonely.
Right. It's always good to have a little outside contribution. So, you know, last week we had a guy call in and talk with Jeremiah.
Right. Yep.
Give him kudos on his work. He was curious about how to grow grass under a redwood.
Yeah. Which is interesting. I showed a couple of houses over the weekend. Almost 3 out of the 4 had redwoods in them. And it came to idea going, hey, you know what? There's no grass growing underneath these things, you know? So,
you know, Jeremiah was super smart on that kind of stuff. He knew exactly what was going on.
That's a guy been in the business for a while and knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, you know, that's amazing because over on the coast, they grow a lot of grass under redwoods.
Well, usually in potter plants, right?
Well, let's talk about the community a little bit. What's been going on in the community? I know you've been hanging out down there at that Mosquito Serenade, and you're kind of a regular guy, you and your wife, Tess.
Yeah, we make that our Wednesday night thing. The bands have been great. Last week they had a band that was called Faba, which was a kind of a ABBA tribute band. Huh. And I'm not a great big fan of ABBA, but they were so much fun. They had the crowd going crazy and they were doing, you know, like they did, I don't know, probably 15 or 20 costume changes in the process of their show. And they were really great crowd favorites and went well. Tonight they've got a band with a big brass section, which I'm looking forward to seeing after we're off the air. And I think next week is the last one for for Mosquito Serenade, and then the Sunset River Jam starts.
You know, I think there might be one more show in there, because I think that tonight's the big band one, and then next week is supposed to be, I forget, but there's a country one in there as well. When my wife and I were looking at the schedule, we were surprised that there was that many left, and that one of them seemed like it would be pretty cool, like, I don't know, I guess just classic rock or something, but I don't actually remember. Maybe we could look that up real quick.
And we need to, we actually need to know, because I think we are going to be present at the Sunset River Jam. Uh-huh. Are we setting up the booth down there?
We sure are.
Are we doing live down there?
You know what? That's a good question. Can we do that?
Oh, hey.
Liam, can we go remote from like anywhere. You know, Anderson?
You can go remote from anywhere. Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, cool. Man, let's.
We can facilitate.
What? All right. Awesome. That would be fun.
Well, that would be really cool.
Yeah, I think we need to definitely. Because we're going to, like I say, the show starts at like, it goes from, you know, 6 to 8 or something like that, the Sunset River Jam. Mm-hmm. So that's right in the middle of our show, whether we start at 5 or start at 6. So.
Right. Well, I mean, we could set it up beforehand and go live and then have the show end, and then the jam would start, right? Mm-hmm. I'm sure they'd be happy to have us there, because they love all the extra promotion.
Right? Sure, you bet. And that would be kind of cool to have us sitting in the Better Homes and Gardens booth at the Sunset River Jam, doing a remote live.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
I like it. See, you put me under the spot here, and I can't find it.
Oh, I'm sure you can find it.
It's Mosquito Serenade.
And mosquito is hard to spell.
Right.
Yeah, there's a Q and a U and all that stuff. Right. And a stinger. There's all kinds of stuff in a mosquito. All right.
We'll get it there. We'll get it. Continue on while I look at my phone.
Okay.
Yeah, were we doing dead air there?
So, anyway, not for long.
Right. Well.
Remember, you can call us out there, too. We're here to answer questions and about real estate and about mortgage and whatever, right?
Absolutely, you bet. We've done quite a few deals here over the years so far. So you, all three of us, have actually been together quite a bit.
Yeah, we have
open houses, and you send me clients, I send you clients. We help everybody out.
It's
been a good relationship.
It's the way it works.
So yeah, you're right on what's happening at the Mosquito Serenade. We have August 2nd, which is tonight, right?
Yes. Yep.
Powerful big band variety. Queen Nation is going to be on the 9th.
That's it. You're right.
Tribute to the music of Queen. Got to get down there for that. Love Queen. And then
I've seen those Frontier, guys. They're really good, too.
Yeah. Cool. Frontier, which is 90s country, is going to be on the 14th.
Okay.
So I think it's the following.
Is it Frontier or the Front Men?
It's the Frontier. Oh, excuse me. Front Men.
Right. Okay. So what that is the guys that were like the front for Sawyer Brown and a couple of other big bands country bands have gotten together and are performing together. So there's three frontmen from different large, pretty big name bands, country bands, and they're all together now doing their show. So they're going to be, they're going to do all the hits that they've done, you know, each one of them respectively has done over the years.
Nice.
And so it should be a great show, and I'm sure it's going to be real full. So get there early.
Wow. Right. Okay.
And so it looks like probably after the following week after that is when the, Sunset River Jam starts.
Hey, live and on the air.
Live and on the air. And run. So
very cool. Very cool.
We'll look at, who's going to play. I love the local band Hill Street. Those guys are great. Heidi. Yeah. She's awesome.
They've been around a long time. Yeah. I was watching those guys. I mean, back when most of them were Uptown together, and then now they've split up into the different bands that are, you know, Hill Street and Uptown's still around. Joe's playing with the Cornwell Band. Those guys were a staple in this town for years. I mean, I employed them at Docks and also at Curiosity for years upon years. And they were, you know, a staple for a dance band in town. So now they've all kind of spread out and started their own bands. And, you know.
And that's the Hill Band?
Hill Street Band. Yeah, that's Michael and Heidi Prado. And then, they've all been in the music business here in this town for a long time.
Okay. Yeah, and that front, the front men, that sounds like those guys are going to bring some real talent.
Yeah, do you still have it up, Rich? Because it'll tell you maybe about who you know, what bands do it, what they were from.
No, I don't. I'll have to find it again.
No problem.
I actually just got an offer on a house. I just had
to. Oh, so you're multitasking over there.
Multitasking. So. There you go. When you're a realtor, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, doesn't matter what you're doing, you gotta continue to be there no matter what.
Well, right.
So sorry about that.
That's okay now. Business is business. So,
right.
You just got an offer on your house that you got down for sale down on Carroll.
Correct. Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Actually, you got
two
today.
Offers. That's right.
Which is nice.
So. You know, when you get an offer on your house, an angel gets its wings.
Yes, it does. Yes, indeed. So.
Well, very cool. Congratulations. You've been there. Have been quite a few houses in the brokerage here that have been receiving offers and going into escrow.
Yes. So I think it's because, you know, mentioning them on air. So,
yeah.
You know, I mentioned last week that Kim put a new listing on out in Viola,
mm-hmm.
and she got an offer on that yesterday.
Yeah, cool.
And they're negotiating to make it happen. So, yeah, you know, we just keep that rolling.
Nice.
Absolutely. Well, then what kind of listing are you going to mention this week?
Actually, I have one down in Anderson by Amy Clark, one of our agency office. She's awesome. She's been around for
amazing
a long time.
Amy.
Yeah. So it's off of Oak Street down the Willow Glen Estates.
Okay.
It's a three-bedroom, two-bath, just under 1,300 square feet. Built in 2004, beautiful home. It's on just a little over about 0.17 of an acre.
Uh-huh.
Stucco home. I showed it actually Sunday. Wasn't able to write an offer on it yet. We're still working on that possibly. But that's out there. Beautiful laminate flooring. Beautiful backyard. You know, it's got a little shed in the back. Matches the house, which is awesome.
Sounds like a great price too.
It's priced right at I think like let me make sure here. I don't want to misspeak. They're right at 360 right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, they're looking to get that one under escrow.
Willow Glen, those are fairly new homes too up there, aren't they?
Yeah, 2003, 2004, you know, and all nice. I mean, we looked at a couple of them over off of on the other side of the freeway. Ah, I forgot that suburb over there. You know, it's basically built about the same year. And like I say, Amy's got a super nice one, great neighborhood. Quiet, you know, it's getting more mature neighborhood where the trees are starting to grow. Redwoods in the backyard.
No grass.
Actually, it has like a fake turf area, which is great for putting. Like it's like almost like a putting green. Big square area, you know, it's probably 20 by 30 or something like that in the back. Great for a dog or just hanging out, you know.
Well, that's how you have grass underneath a redwood.
That's right.
Right, yes, yeah. So beautiful home though. So if anybody wants to, you know, look that up, they can, you know, give me a call or give Amy a call to take a look at it and see what we can pull together.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Well, since we were talking about the community events and stuff like that, we still got a few more minutes before the break. What do you got on different community events that are coming up there, Rich? I've seen you had a little list over there.
Yeah, so anybody getting married, bridal show's coming up down in Wind River.
Oh, yeah.
This Sunday, you know, so 12 to 4 on Sunday the 6th, the bridal show. And if you're engaged and looking to, you know, my understanding is going to be a ton of vendors down there. Go take a look. Of course, Turtle Bay. It's always got the farmer's market on Sunday, 3 to 7 as well.
That's right. You got the farmer's market over at the City Hall on Saturday, and then on Sundays is the Turtle Bay.
Right, Turtle Bay, yeah. So
you
definitely hit those
vendors
up. Support your local growers and community
and
people that are doing that. And then coming up also Friday, the Midland concert on the lawn at the Civic. And I don't know who Midland, sorry guys, if you're listening. I don't know who that is or what kind of music is playing, but that's
not
coming
sure
up.
I know who they are either.
I'm sure the young crowd knows what's going on.
Right. Is that are they a new band?
I don't know, but I know that they're kind of popular.
Sound like a country band kinda, don't they?
It does, yeah. So I mean I just went to Jerry Seinfeld last week.
How was that?
It was pretty good, you know. I remember seeing him last time he was here a couple of years back. It's still Jerry Seinfeld, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, you know, type thing. And there was a really good comedy show. If you like Jerry Seinfeld, if you don't, you know, then it's definitely not your taste. But it's just classic TV is what I remember. Watching MASH, Jerry Seinfeld, you know, those types of shows is what I love.
I love watching stand-up comedy, and, you know, especially live. And you know what? The local comedy scene in this town is really starting to take off. They've got some people that are putting together some shows at different venues around town and doing live comedy with local comedians. And they're honing their craft right here in town. And you can go see a show for fairly cheap. And, you know, at places, you know, they're local places where they're having them, you know. Yeah, and, cool. It's pretty nice that we're getting a comedy presence here in town.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk about just a couple of more events that I just thought of that are going to be happening on Friday. So we'll be right back.
As the old saying goes, there's really no place like home. From timely milestones to the unforgettable moments that define our lives, it all starts with a home. There's no one more trusted than Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate to help move into the right home or move on from your current home. Expect better. Start by calling or contacting Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate at 530-605-3143. License number 0195-0007.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hey, Reading, California. This is Tony Horde, your local realtor with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Born and raised right here in the North State and not going anywhere, this is my community from start to finish. I'd like to offer you my service and help you be successful with your real estate goals. But don't just take my word that I'm the best. Interview at least 3 agents when it comes time to sell your home and make sure that I'm one of them. I promise that you'll be impressed. I'm polite, professional, and courteous, and I know how to put my client first. And I don't mind rolling up my sleeves when it comes to you being successful. A wise person once said, a good realtor is not a salesperson, but a problem solver. I solve every problem until escrow is closed. That's my goal. Give me a call at 530-242-1020 and ask me how I can help you. Department of Real Estate, license number 0205-7556.
Am I live? Here I am. That little volume control. Thanks, Liam, for the cool intro music. I like that.
Of course.
This is KCNR, and this is Tony Horde with Living in the North State, along with Rich Howe and Bill Woodford. This is 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We're your local talk radio, and it's the number if you want to give us a call and say hi is 605-4567. And we're just kind of free-for-all in here today, talking about whatever comes to mind and just having a good time. We're really enjoying the show and enjoying getting some good feedback from you in the community. So it's interesting to go walking around and different little events and talking about the radio show. And every once in a while, somebody says, yeah, I'm listening to that show. So it's pretty cool. You know, you're like, wow, that's cool.
I was at the Mosquito Serenade last Wednesday, and somebody came up to me and said they were enjoying the show. So
well, that's cool.
I'm like, oh, okay.
At least they're not throwing rocks at us, right?
Yeah.
You know, so that's good.
Well, that was before the rocks started flying.
Well, we're glad you're all listening or enjoying listening with us here. So we'll try to keep it exciting and informative. And I think the coolest part about the show really is part of what I think most all talk shows are all about. So, but that is the guests, you know, so we bring in some real knowledgeable guests and get some questions answered and ask the important questions that we in the business kind of see those questions surfacing, you know. So last week when Jeremiah was here, you know, there was a lot of stuff that pertained obviously to real estate with what he does. He actually didn't you know, think that it had that big of an impact, but right. we certainly, you know, we know that it has a big impact with the curb appeal, and then of course, a good yard is sometimes worth quite a few thousand dollars. I mean, we put comps on them anywhere from $15,000 to $30,000 for right. a good looking backyard.
First impression. Uh-huh. I mean, like you say, I've taken people to houses and it's all overgrown and not maintained. And they just kind of go, nope, next, yeah, please, right. thank you, and yeah. we move on. So
doesn't matter how much square footage you're getting, and
right,
and if the curb appeal isn't very nice, you're not going to be able to, maybe you don't get people in to see that beautiful kitchen.
Right. Well, and most people would figure that if they're not taking care of the yard, they're probably not taking care of the house very well.
Right. Yeah, right. You bet. And that's probably mostly true. All right. Well, I was just wanting to touch on one thing. The Colt 45 finished up their last game last Sunday night, and we went to all three games. And my dad, you know, the number one fan down there, he's probably not the number one, but he sure put in a lot of great he was there all the time this year. So anyways, that wrapped up, and everybody's kind of sad to see it get over because it's such a great Reading community event. And
it looked like they had a great crowd out there, too.
Yeah, it was packed all three nights. In fact, I think Saturday night, they had a record amount. When I walked in, Patty told me, Wendy and I, it was Friday night, Wendy and I walked in late, and she says, I think she said, you're number 561 and 562.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That's a lot of people for the park. So a big shout-out to Rick and Pat Bosetti. You know, they... Rick's a real modest guy and doesn't really think that he doesn't really care to have a lot of credit. You know, he says it's all about the players and giving them a place to play and a step up the ladder, so to speak. But he has created something so special down there. I don't know that anybody could do that like he's done. You know, he is Mr. Baseball.
Right.
He interacts with the crowd the whole time, and I think Saturday night was fan appreciation night. Gave a ton of stuff away.
Good. All right.
So, anyway.
Well, at least utilizing, because there wasn't there a time that the park wasn't even being utilized?
Yeah,
it
just looked like a rundown little park.
Get overrun. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So how'd they finish off for the year?
I think they won them all. I don't know what their final standing was, but, yeah, they won all three games for the Sacramento team that was up here.
Okay.
Yeah, they really had a great team this year. It was a lot of fun to watch them. They kick butt. Mm-hmm. So now they're switching over to Evening on the Green. And so they have concerts. It's a concert series just like a lot of the other ones. So there's I don't know exactly who's playing this Friday night, but yeah, they put the stage kind of up on there on around second base, and then everybody's out in the field. And so it's just another great concert series to go to. So I think that's where we're going to be this Friday.
Those are on Friday nights coming up?
Yep, yep.
Oh. How many weeks are they going to do that?
I don't know that answer.
Okay.
Maybe Rich could look it up on his phone.
I'm going to hand my phone to somebody else. I can find a house real quick on my phone. Well, that's for sale.
But you should.
I can't find information on what's happening.
Didn't bring your glasses, huh?
Right.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so when we started this show, you know, we thought, you know, it's going to be all about real estate, but we're not going to just zero in on real estate only. We all care about our community. We're all lifers here in the area. So, you know, we're going to talk about the community, too.
Yeah. Well, it has changed. It has grown, you know, since I've lived here since 76, and a lot of things have changed in a lot for the better, you know, and starting to see, you know, seeing – this downtown area.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they've been working on, you know, improving downtown for a ton of years. When, you know, Rob was here, Rob Hammond, a good friend of Tony and I.
His parents owned the Reading Bookstore.
Reading Bookstore, you know, before Barnes & Noble's. I mean, it was the Reading Bookstore, you know. And then, of course, Barnes & Noble comes in. And as we know, like, well, Walmart comes in. A lot of smaller mom pops go to the wayside. Mm-hmm. But they were trying to revive downtown Reading. And I think they've really made milestones in the last several years of doing what they did.
Yeah. Oh, what a difference.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. I mean, I remember going to the downtown mall. You know, I remember when, you know, the drive-in theater on Hilltop, you know, behind the casino club.
That was
the
start
of stuff like that. So, So yeah, big changes, and I think they've done a really good job. You know, as long as we keep that track going, keeping up with the times, and keeping the local businesses mm-hmm. thriving. So, you know, I can't emphasize of shop local, shop small shops, those types of things. Use local lenders, use local real estate, whatever it is. But yeah, it makes a big difference in our community.
Big shout out to K2 Development.
Absolutely, and I think that they're just now, they just got past a big hurdle for starting a big project out in Shasta Lake,
mm-hmm. okay.
Which will be nice, you know, because that's a certainly a community that really could use a little sprucing up, for sure.
I hear it's close to like $50 million.
Yeah, it's
something like that. So. Yeah. That's going to make a big difference on Shasta Dam Boulevard, right,
sure.
right down there.
Right. They've been talking about a shopping center out there along the freeway for quite a long time, and I think that's all going to be part of that when they start with this first building, which is kind of next to the farmer's market that's out there now. I don't even know if it's called farmers anymore.
It is.
Is it? Yeah. And so, but I think it's right kind of next door in that area near the park, and they're going to start building that whole area out.
Oh, maybe it's on that vacant land right in front of it.
I think that's part of it.
Yes.
Yeah, they might be also knocking down a couple of those old buildings there.
Okay.
Too,
so. Okay.
I think they're moving from the market all the way down to Tri-Counties Bank.
Yeah.
That whole area.
Right. There's right a couple there. Of pretty dilapidated buildings in that area. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it'll be nice to see that go on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And not to talk real estate, I do know there's a lot in that area that's for sale.
Gee, who's the listing person on that?
Right. 4x4 sign there as you drive in.
You can't miss it. So just throw it out there.
Yeah, very cool. Absolutely.
Right. Hey, well, you know, if they're building out there, that lot's going to be worth some money at some point.
Right.
It should go up in value.
You decide on what you want to put in there, right? I mean, you know, that there's not even a T-shirt shop out there. And how many millions of cars drive up and down that road every year going to the
lake?
I did a count.
I think it's like, what was it, like 11,000 per day.
Per day.
Per day drive down, you know, it's State Highway 151 or whatever that is.
That is 151, yes.
Yeah. So right at, you know, 10,000 to 11,000 vehicles drive that road.
Yeah.
Daily.
Got our calculator. What's 11,000 times 365?
Right.
Tony's wheels are turning now. Look at that. He's got his pencil out. He's doing old-time math.
You know, with you guys here, there's no dead air. I can do math.
Well, we don't have a half hour.
Right. I'll get back to you on that. You know, we just had a listener actually pop in with the wins and losses for Colt 45. So they had 32 wins this year and only 8 losses.
That's pretty good.
Heck yeah.
That's real good.
And that listener was the lovely Wendy Horde.
There you
hey.
Go.
I love Thank that you, she's Wendy. Tracking it.
Absolutely.
Ooh, are we up to 9 listeners now?
Yeah,
there you go. Kind
of right. If you count the wives.
Right.
Is Karen home listening right now?
You know, I don't know, honey. If you are, just text me.
Yeah, right.
We'll wait.
Or call in and ask a question.
Right.
Yeah.
When are you going to be home?
Yeah. On your way, can you stop? You can stop.
Right.
Yeah.
We need milk.
You know, it's funny. I left something up here last week, one of my little gimbal things for my phone here. And I was thinking this morning because I wanted to come up and I wanted to know if it was here. And I thought, well, I could call Carl online. And I, you know, call and ask him during his show, hey, is my piece sitting around there? He wouldn't mind.
So, really?
Were you able to get through?
No, I didn't. Well, I didn't do it. I think. We've only been here a couple of months. Let me get around for a couple more months before I make it.
Before you, right, yeah, you cross that line.
Well, you got any market trend stuff over there, Rich?
I do, yeah. So, yeah, just talking a little real estate. You know, we have 641 houses on the Shasta MLS right now.
Okay.
So that number, we've slowly been gaining a little bit.
We sure have.
You know, typically, let's say if you want to go back to pre-pandemic, you know, we would have anywhere from 1,000 to 1,200 in the market during the summer.
Right.
You know, on the market. So, so it's still pretty tight. Not a lot of people selling. But in July, there was 200 houses that sold in the month of July. I didn't look at the numbers of exactly what they were and what kind of mixture, but basically 200, at least from the Shasta MLS. Last year there was in, 246 sold. Yeah. So the numbers aren't that far off.
Sure.
You know, so everything's being pretty consistent. We are definitely seeing, appraisers. You know, the numbers seem to be holding now. We're not seeing that decrease in value, even though interest rates are still kind of, you know, hovering around that 6.5-7%. But, you know, everything seems to be holding pretty strong.
Good. We got a good market. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
All right. Well, cool.
Still a shortage of houses, though.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a while until we don't have that.
Right.
At least it's not like last. Well, I mean, you know, I don't know. A couple of years ago when we were experiencing the heavy volumes that we were selling, the average that was on the market at any one time was about 300, 315, something like that.
Right. I think the number we're running right now is like 350s, you know, is the average median price.
Right.
You know, home price. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're still moving. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll take a little break and we'll come back and talk about some more cool stuff.
Sounds like a plan.
Be right back.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hey, Redding, California. This is Tony Horde, your local realtor with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Born and raised right here in the North State and not going anywhere, this is my community from start to finish. I'd like to offer you my service and help you be successful with your real estate goals. But don't just take my word that I'm the best. Interview at least 3 agents when it comes time to sell your home and make sure that I'm one of them. I promise that you'll be impressed. I'm polite, professional, and courteous, and I know how to put my client first. And I don't mind rolling up my sleeves when it comes to you being successful. A wise person once said, a good realtor is not a salesperson, but a problem solver. I solve every problem until escrow is closed. That's my goal. Give me a call at 530-242-1020 and ask me how I can help you. Department of Real Estate license number is 0205-7556.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
All right, here we are coming right back with the fourth and final segment. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, your talk radio, 605-4567 is the number if you want to give us a call. We still got a little bit of time. And, you know, if you're anywhere that you're not close to a radio and you want to tune us in, you know, you can always hit us at KCNR1460.com and just listen on the live link right there. So this is Living in the North State with your hosts, Tony Horde and Bill Woodford and Rich Howe. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you that this segment right here is brought to you by Katie Meyer at Farmers Insurance. She is always around for us to give her a call and get quotes on properties that we're thinking about, well, that our clients are considering buying. And so she's real quick to come up with a good quote there and a good policy there to cover these houses. So you can reach Katie at 241-2100. She's super knowledgeable, super friendly, and super community-minded. So
absolutely. She's in the middle of everything out here in the community. And again, like you were saying, totally knowledgeable about the insurance. And there's a lot of questions about insurance going on right now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to – a lot of people are getting their insurance canceled, and it's hard to, you know, find out more about, you know, insurance and the whole, you know, California Fair Plan and all that stuff. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just got a quote from her on my home. I'm not getting canceled or anything, but I just wanted to see where my insurance. They did raise my insurance, my current policyholder. Raise it up, and I went, hey, wait a minute. I've been Hold with up. You guys for, you know, 20-plus years. What's going on?
Comments. Never a claim, you know, probably.
Well, I have one claim, but that was 15 years ago, and it was minor. But, you know, so I called her up, and who's the girl in the office?
Kelsey,
yeah, you know, and talked to her, gave my information about the house, all that kind of stuff, a new roof on it in the last 6 years and those types of things, which make a big difference.
Right.
Whether you got a pull or not makes a big difference. but yeah, they were able to give me a quote and actually beat my current policyholder.
Awesome.
I got to just make sure, you know, switching over because my current policyholder is my automobiles also. Uh-huh. Am I going to get an increase, not get a discount based on that? So I may have to have them look at that whole package.
Yeah, well, I think she can bundle you up too.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So
good deal. Might even find out your car insurance is a little cheaper.
Right. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
She beat them. So yeah, which
there
is great.
You go. Well, thank you, Katie Meyer.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelsey. Yeah, Kelsey's always on it. She's very responsive and works hard for us. So
yeah.
Thanks to everybody over there at Katie Meyer's office. All right, so winding up the hour here a little bit there. We're talking during the break there. Our good buddy here, Bill Woodford, he's worked with U.S. Lending for quite a while and provided all kinds of, well, he's just a great loan officer over there. So we've really appreciated all your hard work and attentiveness to getting these deals done.
You sweet talker, Betty Crocker.
That's right. We hear that you got something new going on in your life there.
It's kind of a big thing. I've left U.S. Lending and have now moved over to DHI, which is the lending side of D.R. Horton, which is the number one builder in the United States. Mm. And they have their own lending side. And so I am now the North State representative for DHI.
Wow.
So that's going to be a very busy time coming up because they're building beautiful homes and selling them off and also lots of incentives that they give to purchase their home and use their loan side.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a pretty amazing company. The more I find out about it, the more amazed I am and happy to be moving over into that. And I definitely have shout out to my U.S. lending family over there. They were great and love them all over there. I'm sorry to leave, but this opportunity was something I couldn't just pass.
Sure. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Looking forward to it. And I can still do outside loans as well. So
I was going to ask.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You can kind of keep whatever, anywhere, any type of home, but obviously you'd want to concentrate on D.R. Horton's home.
Well, I'm sure they're going to keep me very busy.
Right,
so,
okay.
I hope. Right. And so, you know, again, being, you know, they're building, you know, 14 or 15 communities, from Sacramento North. So mm-hmm. there's buildings going in, you know, communities going in Chico, communities going in Corning and other places, Woodland, things like that. So, there's a lot of houses being built from that company in the North State. They're really making a big investment into the North State.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they have two or three communities right now they're building here?
Four.
Okay.
Four. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
they're keeping a lot of people working, keeping them busy. That's good.
Right. A lot of contractors. Yeah, absolutely. And the homes that they're putting out are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very, very modern, you know, solar and all the stuff that goes along with it, you know. So, yeah, the community is going to be very nice there. You know, got all the parks and, you know, they're planning for schools right over in those areas and that kind of stuff. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Sounds really good.
Impressive. We need more homes on the market. I mean, we honestly do. It's like I say, 600 and something right now, and I would imagine that includes some of the homes that they just finished.
Oh, absolutely.
We definitely need more inventory to choose from.
Do we know where the four communities are? I know the
with the one out there off of Shasta View.
There's actually two right there.
Okay.
There's Lilac and Magnolia are right there.
Okay.
And so different size houses and different styles of houses right there in that same general area. And then they've got Rio, which is over off of 273, our South Market, right mm-hmm. off of Wyndham Lane down there. Mm-hmm. And then they've got one up by Gold Hills Golf Course.
Off Oasis.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Yeah, great. Which one is that one off of Oasis? Is that the one just before you get to Old Oregon Trail there on the right? Or
yeah, it's on the right. There was a local builder was building the two-story ones, and then they picked up the property from the back sides and are building one-story houses back in
okay.
there. A little smaller. I don't remember the name of it right now off the top of my head, but, you know, I'm sure I'll know it soon.
Well, that sounds like good news, Bill. Really happy for you.
Yeah, thank you.
And I think that's going to basically, it's going to bring a, that adds a lot to what you can do for folks in the North State, for sure. I mean, you're going to be able to handle the lending side of things. You'll be a local lender for DHI in the North State, which we don't have one right now, right?
Right, yeah. The closest person is in Sacramento, so that's why they've been looking for somebody in this area. So I was happy to fill that spot.
Cool. The talent scouts were out looking around, and they spotted Bill.
Right?
The headhunters. Well, he is hard to miss, though. You kind of stand out in the community. You really do.
Well, it's because, you know, if you sight your scope in, you won't miss me.
Right. Well, congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. I'm in intensive training right now. They're very intensive in the way they, set their stuff up and they close on time and, you know, so they set the files up right from the get go, right? Set them up right. And so anyway, yeah.
So you're sharpening your skills.
I am definitely sharpening my skills.
Well, that's great. That's great. You going down to the Mosquito Serenade tonight?
I am. As soon as we're all done here, I'm going to jump in the car and go down and put my feet up and listen to some great music and people watch and enjoy the park with the shade and, you know, have a cold freshie.
Water? Water?
Yeah, water, sure. Water. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll make it down there. My wife and I—we've been thinking about it. So,
come down.
I think for sure we're going to go next week when Queen's supposed to be there. The Queen, not actually Queen, but
right. I've seen that show before, and the guy—they do a great job. You know, the guy definitely impersonates Freddie Mercury
really
closely.
Okay, I was going to say that's definitely a challenge.
They put on a good show. Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Well, and of course we got the what is it called? The Sacramento River Jam.
That's coming up, right?
Yep. And so Rich and I are going to be setting up a booth down there, and we'll be right there in the back there with our Better Homes and Gardens booth.
Can't miss it. Big Green. Yeah.
Gotcha. We're going to be enjoying the show from the booth and hanging out with all the people. So we'll be there probably. I mean, we're set to be there every time during the River Jam. So I would assume we'll be there all the time.
As long as real estate doesn't interfere, and now that we know that Liam said we can go remote,
mm-hmm.
just call it in. I think that is, we'll just do it while the summer's nice. And
sure, you bet.
Why not? If broadcast live from there every week. I like that idea.
And it's always nice by the river.
Right. Then I don't have to drive.
Yeah, you bet. You can just, shoot.
It's not my week. Bill, go away.
There will always be a chair there for you.
Aw.
Absolutely. It might say, I have to say DHI on the back.
There we go.
That's right. Well, how about you, Rich?
You know, I get out once in a while.
Yeah.
But like I say, it's, you know, it's a little challenging. You know my situation with my mother-in-law and everything that we got to go. But I do want to tell everybody, obviously, is school is starting soon.
Yeah, it is.
The wife, I think, next week goes back. So the teachers are due back, at least in the Reading School District. She works at Turtle Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Are going back, and then I think a week after that, the kids go back. So, you know, everybody be careful. you know, obey the laws when it's, sure. You know, kids are out there getting picked up by the bus.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of them in my neighborhood, you know, when school first starts, people forget going, oh, it's a flashing red light, a big stop sign. Doesn't mean go by slowly or at all. Just stop.
No, right. Stop. So, absolutely.
So, but yeah, school's going to be back in session. So life changes in the homestead, I guess you would say, when that happens. And I got to get my wife. She's been teaching for quite a few years. And you know, it's a challenge,
anyway.
You know, and it's not what you hear out there of going, teachers are teaching, you know, critical mm-hmm. race theory. No, that doesn't, yeah, you know, right. it's not teachers do that. There's right. a few out there that are weird, but
we all got to work together here when school starts. And
yes.
kind of, you know, well, there's a lot of us in the community, so we all work together to make sure everybody's good and safe and getting that education.
Doesn't it seem like school starts earlier every year?
It does. Sure does.
I mean, I, when I was a kid, back when the world was flat, the school didn't start until after September, you know, like right. 3rd or right. 4th or 5th.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, everybody, we're going to wrap it up here for a Wednesday. We're happy to be around at 6 o'clock. Join us next week. We'll be back at 6 o'clock, and we will have Scott Lewis from Placer Title answering all your title questions. Start writing them down now because he's going to be a wealth of knowledge. I think one of the questions that will be asked is your title's security. You know, there's words out there where people are stealing titles, so we'll be asking him about that and a whole bunch of other stuff. So thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Talk to you later, Redding.